It's time for Red Hill Saluki football here on the Legend 99.3 FM, 910 AM WAKO. Red Hill Saluki football brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Red Hill Saluki football all season long here on the Legend 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO.
Good evening, Dog Nation, and welcome to Red Hill Saluki football up here in Farmer City Blue Ridge here at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Field, where the Salukis are taking on the Knights. Rob, it's perfect football weather, I think.
Yeah, well,
coming from back home where sun's shining and
60,
warming up a little
60
bit.
60 and 70 degrees here. It's overcast, 58. Had a little bit of shower on our way up here, but it's drying out, just overcast. But, yeah, it's late September. It's Saturday afternoon.
Ideal football weather here, and as we're looking out over here to our right, I believe that's south side, almost like Oblongsville, where they got a grain elevator.
Right now.
And I was talking to them earlier. They're putting grain in a different spot because they're all filled up over there. So we'll talk.
Yeah, I can see the grain that's pouring out of that.
Them trucks just keep coming.
Yeah. So
today's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. It's going to be, I think it ought to be a good game. I've never seen Farmer City Blue Ridge play, but they've been down the past couple of years trying to rebuild their team a little bit. And Red Hill coming off a 4-1, coming into this game 4-1, non-conference game, coming off a win last week against a competitive Newton as usual, but they were down in a couple numbers there too, lost their quarterback in the game. But I see this as being a little bit of a competitive game, but it's kind of a easygoing matchup. Yeah.
Well, they've lost. They're 1-4. They beat Martinsville. I know that. Oblong, under Coach Mark Ambrose, defeated this team, Blue Ridge, 21-0. I'm not sure what their losses, but the last two games, they've lost by 61-0 and 63-0. One of those losses last week was to the Paris Tigers. Of course, we've seen Paris, and they know that they're a very good football team. But I guess this is a team that's rebuilding their program. This is about their second full year of varsity football, and trying to get build things back up. And so we'll see what happens with this game tonight. But the Salukis will kick off to start the game. And you're looking at the bleachers here. You can count the people on one hand, basically, or two hands, what's in their Farmer City bleachers right now. I know they have some conflicts with some soccer and some different things going on. Red Hill, the bleachers, not a very large bleacher over there, but they're pretty well full, and people on the sidelines sitting in chairs and things like that. So we'll have to see what happens here in this game.
And before the game, before we came on the air, we saw a fan bus pull up too, so decent crowd so far for Red Hill. Like you said, count on about one hand Farmer City's fans. But it's going to be a good day for football, but anything could happen. I mean, not too many people want to be out in this kind of weather either. Just the players and the parents. That's about
it. Yeah, right, yeah. But it could be, you know, 2 or 3 weeks from now, it could be worse than this. Or playoff time for teams that are in the playoff, you know, could get pretty chilly. But right now, this field, like the 10, 20, 30 marked on the field, they have on the sidelines numbers, but no hash marks either on it. So if we're trying to figure out where the ball is, we'll have to either look that, or maybe we can find out in the scoreboard if they can figure it out too, because it's going to be a little bit difficult. But
and as we were talking before the game, this field just kind of reminds me of the old Lawrenceville High School football field a little bit. I mean, they got the, like you said, the side number markers and the old-time track around the field.
Probably was at one time maybe a cinder track. I don't know.
But that's look at some pregame stats or our look at the game. Pre-game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, Illinois, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We'll hear some words from Coach Billy Gray and be back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Here with Red Hill Saluki head coach Billy Gray. Coach, coming off a win against Newton, it was a good game, 34-6, I believe, was the final score. Going in now to Farmer City Blue Ridge, you're going in 4-1. They're not having too much success, just recently brought back their program. They went without it for a couple of years, I know, and they're having trouble getting a full schedule, but last couple of years having a full schedule. What is your plan for Farmer City Blue Ridge this week?
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing we always do, and that's hopefully try to run mistake-free football all day and do what we can and not really worry about what they're going to do. But they are a young program, and hats off to them for fighting so hard to keep something for the kids that want to play in that neighborhood. But we're happy to get a big win last week and to be playing a Saturday day game. The weather's supposed to be gorgeous, and the kids are excited to play.
And this week, weather's been good, and Gannon Gaither and Drew Moore really stepping up last week, making some big plays. Gannon having to come out a few times, Drew Moore with a couple of big passes there, and Gannon hitting Drew for a big, big touchdown there in the end zone.
Yeah, it was huge. They both did a great job, and I knew they were both fully capable. It was actually something that we had worked on a little bit. I hadn't intended on using it until the playoffs, but all the adversity we had last week with the injuries and the sickness and you know, it was a lot to fight through for them, and we put a couple extra plays in on that offense, and it worked to our benefit. So hats off to them for playing so hard and doing what they needed to do to win. But we got one of the kids back this week, still without one, but hopefully we'll be back to full staff here in a couple weeks.
And like you said, it's going to be a Saturday game. So you think the kids will adjust a little bit differently, or how do you feel they'll come up to traveling almost 2.5 hours on the bus to having to get off and warm up on a Saturday?
Right. You know, it's nothing they haven't experienced before. They've been on the road every year for playoffs at least once, and a couple times we've had some long distances to travel. I know they were younger then, but like I said, I don't think it'll affect them. We had some donations and got a charter bus, so it'll be somewhat of a comfortable ride up. And we're going to go a little earlier so we can get off and get stretched out before we get stretched out, if you will. And let them familiarize themselves with the place before we have to go out there and play a game.
And are we going to see the similar offense that we saw last week against Newton, or are we going to see a little bit back to normal wishbone and double wing?
Yeah, you'll see back to normal for the most part, unless it's needed. You know, like I said, I like to keep some of those things in my back pocket for a rainy day per se. But if we don't need it, we won't use it. I like to keep those things hidden and put new things in off of them each week. So hopefully we can go up there and take care of business with our base offense and have a good day with it.
All right. Head coach Billy Gray, good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Tanner Miller to its medical staff. Dr. Miller is an internal medicine physician and is currently accepting patients at the Family Practice Clinic, located at SIHF Wilbur Medical Clinic in Olney. Dr. Miller was born and raised in Olney. He attended medical school at St. George's University School of Medicine and completed his residency at Illinois College of Medicine in Peoria. To make an appointment with Dr. Miller, call the Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are awaiting the start of the game here at kickoff here at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Field. The Salukis out there warming up, staying warm, trying to keep warm. As we said, it is nice, cool weather, a little cool evening here today. Try and get you, Rob, what you got some scores from games that went on last night?
Yeah, besides the one, of course, Casey defeated Lawrenceville 49-18. It was Newton 30, Robinson 7, I believe the score was. Paris over Marshall 49-14, and Alney defeated Floor 40-41-14. Oblong was a 42-14 win over was that Downs? Was that, who was it? They played, but they won their ball game. They're 3-3. Vengeance Lincoln was a winner, and North Knox losing at Linton Stockton. Vengeance winning at Washington. It's both teams of Blue Ridge has made the, and they were.
All right, we'll send it back to the station real quick for a couple minutes of breaks, and we'll be right back with kickoff here at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Field. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. People State Bank understands that. They're local. They've been here for the long haul. Agriculture is a business that varies, like the weather. That's why you need a financial partner you can grow with in good times and bad, weather or not.
People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Hi, my mommy and daddy are Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa from Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville.
We're a local family and they like to help people. Mom and dad take care of friendly local folks and make them feel better. Some folks have neck pain and back pain. Others have pain in other places.
We're never ever a pain army, mommy and daddy.
If you have neck, back, or other pains, please call us at 618-943-4949. Or visit us at 1525 Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carithers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is where the country legends live. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where it is kickoff time. Fans still filing in for both sides as the Salukis get set to kick off to the Blue Ridge Knights. Back to receive for them is number 44, Colby Kramer, and a few others. And the kick is away. Kramer will receive it at the 25. He'll run it back across field, go up middle, break a few tackles, and finally brought down around the 34-yard line there. About a 9-yard return from Colby Kramer.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tricky. I gave him 10 yards because it's hard to see the markers on the sideline where he is. So,
at quarterback for the Blue Ridge Knights is Brady
Massengill. Yeah, I think he was a quarterback last year. I remember that name.
Ball snapped. He threw a little screen pass off to the left side. Get a name here in a minute. Quickly brought down after a 2-yard gain. Pass completed to Zach Stevens, number 11.
Picked up 1 yard. Looks like maybe two.
Go ahead and give him 2 yards. Be second and 8. Trips left. Two backs in the backfield. Ball snapped. He another screen. Halfback.
I want to try a halfback pass. He's
out there to Stevens again.
That was a lateral back. So in the
lost about 6 yards on the play there. So going to bring up 3rd and 15. Trips right. Two backs in the backfield with Massengill. And the shotgun snaps the ball, drops back to pass, looking right. He's going to air it out a little bit to Stevens. Intercepted
by
there.
Parker Havel.
By Parker Havel.
Ball was underthrown.
Pass intended there for number 11, Zach Stevens. Havel picks it off at about the 45-yard line. Gets about 2 yards off of that.
I think it's mostly because he fell forward.
First and 10 from about the 43-yard line, it looks like, 42.
They're not using the ball on a section of the scoreboard. So Saluki's take over with 10:49. Minute 11, interception.
First and 10 from the 42. Looks like they're going to go with the wishbone formation. Gannon Gaither at quarterback. Johnny Cavins, Drew Moore, and Volkman in the backfield. Hand off there to Drew Moore. He's going to run it up the left side. He's getting pushed there by a big group. Gets about 8 yards out of the carry. Going to bring up about...
second and 3, maybe. They got about 7.
Got about 7 yards, yeah. So 2nd and 3. Kind of hard to judge, like you were saying on this. It's no hash marks, no numbers out there on the field. It's a little harder than usual.
And sometimes I'll go back to the scoreboard after a play to see, well, what yard line it was on. They're not showing that, so they're on the Blue Ridge 35, 2nd and 3.
Going to stay in the wishbone formation. Looks like Blue Ridge in a 6-man front. Ball snap, pitches it out to Volkman. Volkman's going to run it up the right side. He breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the first down marker and a little more. Gets it out to about the 27-yard line. He got about 8 yards.
Yeah, about 8 on that one.
8 yards on the carry for Volkman. Getting little yardage here and there. He hit the C gap pretty hard and broke a couple of tackles on that one. Wishbone formation, gaining up under center. Snaps the ball, hands it off to first man through. Cavins quickly stopped at the line. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like they're going to mark him there, so no gain. Going to bring up 2nd and 10. Ball on the Knights' 27-yard line. Kind of a, not much of a size difference up front. It kind of matches up a little perfect. Some big boys that are on the...
Probably experience-wise, probably doesn't maybe match up as much, but...
Ball snapped. Gaither fumbled it, but picked it up. Got about a yard, it looks like, out of it before being brought down. It looks about a yard, so we're going to bring up 3rd and 9.
They don't seem real crisp on offense right now.
Not much. It kind of might be the Saturday, cool Saturday. Not long trip. Really used to it. And the long trip. And about 2.5-hour drive it was.
He left at 8:15, got here about almost 11:15. Plus, they're probably a heavy favorite, too, so going to throw.
Gaither drops back. Intended receiver there was Parker Havel and falls incomplete. Little rush there on that one. Didn't let it develop quite as much as it should have. Gaither dropped back and he was comfortable in the pocket. Yeah. He was sitting well, but just didn't let Havel get open as he should. Going to switch it up here. Going to go doubles right, doubles left. Moore in the backfield with Gaither. Ball snapped. Going to a little option play. Options out to Moore. Moore's going to run up the left side. Couple good blocks.
Flag.
Gets past him and in the end zone. And there's a flag on the play.
It's probably going to be a hold or something in Red Hill.
See what the officials call here. Drew Moore had a few good blocks out there and just had a couple guys to beat and ran right around him. Waiting for the official call here. It looks like it is going to be against Red Hill.
Obviously, do you want to take the penalty or do you want to let them score the touchdown?
Yeah,
not too much of an option there, is there?
No. So holding on Red Hill. Going to bring the touchdown back and
it'll
mark
be
them off.
Fourth down and about
14, 15,
something like that. Back at the 32-yard line.
It's going to bring up and it looks like about 4th and 15, 4th and 14. Ball on the Blue Ridge 32-yard line. Saluki's coming out in doubles formation. Gaither in the shotgun. Drew Moore in the backfield with him. Gaither snaps the ball.
We're going to rush it up to the right. Now Moore's going to throw.
Halfback pass, gets it off. Ball caught there by number 32. Caught it at about the 5-yard line. Still up. Broke a tackle.
Wide shoulders.
Scored.
Wyatt Shoulders.
Wyatt Shoulders with the first touchdown of the day.
Well, obviously a 32-yard pass, not touchdown pass to number 32.
How about that? It matches up perfect. Wyatt Drew Moore to Wyatt Shoulders for the touchdown. And as usual, the Slookie's going for two here. Haven't been too many point afters or even any attempts.
They got the first two last week against Newton and then the final one.
Saluki's coming up to the line in the bone formation. Cavins, Volkman, Moore in the backfield. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, pitches it out to Volkman. Volkman gets a couple good blocks and walks right into the end zone on the outside. So the Salukis are up on the board first as we look at the... Oh, I'm sorry. forgot the scoreboard. Best Way Express scoreboard. 8:17 left to go here in the first quarter. Salukis are up first, 8-0. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are taking on the Blue Ridge Knights and are up on the board first with 8:17 left to go as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Touchdown pass, halfback touchdown pass from Drew Moore to Wyatt Shoulders. Kind of a little bit bigger crowd over here on the home side. They filed in afterwards. Some fans along on the sideline and the track down here. Red Hill bringing a pretty good sized crowd for a couple hours away. And the kickoff is away. It's a good kickoff. Gets to back to about the 17-yard line. That is number 81, I believe. He's running right up the middle. Gets out near midfield to about the 42-yard line. That is number 61 on the return, Colton Pearl.
Brings about a 24-yard return.
Good return for the Knights there. Good field position, close to midfield. Looks like they're going to be trips right. Massengale in the shotgun, two backs in the backfield. Ball snapped, he's going to roll out to his right. Options off to number four. He's going to run up the right sideline before being pushed out of bounds there. That was Dominic Gentry on the carry. Got about a yard on the carry there. Going to bring up second and nine.
Or is it, what is the 40-yard line, 42-yard line?
Kind of a hurry-up offense here. Trips right again. Massengale in the shotgun with Gentry and Kramer in the backfield. Looks like a false start there. Yeah. A couple of linemen jumping there. Red Hill jumped, firing right off the ball on that one. Looked like they were trying to draw Red Hill offside to get a couple yards out of it, but they're going to lose five. It's going to bring up about second and 13. Ball now on the 37-yard line, 38 maybe. Massengale trying to double cadence, snaps the ball. It's going to option play, a little pitch to Kramer there up the middle.
Yeah.
And he got about pass. 8 yards there.
That was a pass play.
Kind of pitched it up field to Kramer, and kind of a wide open hole right there. Just let it develop a little bit.
Got about 8 yards on the play, I think.
Going to bring up about third and five here. Ball on the 45-yard line. Trips right. Massengale in the shotgun. Kramer to his right. Gentry behind him. Ball snap. Looks to his right. Quick screen play out here to number 11. He's going to pick up the first down and more.
Right at it.
And a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a horse collar right here. That was Stevens on the reception. Picked up about six yards. Yeah. And it looked like a horse collar out here. Yeah. Looked like Gaither might have slung him down a little bit.
Face mask.
Oh, face mask.
Personal foul face mask.
So going to mark off 15
there.
15, yeah.
I think high school has the a face mask, and they have a personal foul face mask. One's 5 and one's 15, so.
Going to mark that off here. Going to put them well within Saluki.
Inside the 35 to 34.
So about the 34-yard line into Saluki territory. So first and 10 for the Knights either way. 7:21 left to go here in the first quarter. Knight's going to line up and trips left. Looks like Gentry behind him and Kramer to Massengale's left. And the shotgun snaps the ball, hands off to Gentry. Gentry up the B-gap, quickly drugged down there by a couple of Slukies. Look like Gannon Gaither in there on the tackle. Gentry picking up about 5 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up second and five. Ball on the 29-yard line. Knights in kind of a hurry-up offense, no huddle.
No huddle, then they look over to the coach and he singles in a play, or one of the coaches does.
Like Lawrenceville used to do, they got their wristbands with their play cards in there.
Did you have that when you were playing?
Yes, my first year we had that. Looks like they're in a bone offense. Massengale snaps the ball, pitches it out to Kramer. Kramer gets a couple of yards before being brought down by a pack of dogs. Looks like he got about 3 yards, maybe. We'll call it two. Going to bring up about third and three.
Well, that's the, what, the 20?
About the 27,
yeah.
It looks like. Mm-hmm. One receiver right, one receiver left. Tight end right. Massengale in the shotgun, hands the ball off to Gentry. Gentry right up the middle. Picks up about close to 4 yards there.
It's going to be close to the first down. If not,
looks like they're going to mark it at about the 25, so just about a yard shy, it looks like. So about fourth and a yard or inches. Looks like they're going to go for it here. Trips right. Massengale in the shotgun. Kramer to his right. Gentry behind him. Ball snapped. He's going to look to his right. Quick screen pass and almost quickly brought down there.
Lose yardage on it, yeah.
Saluki's picking up on that and loss of yards. It's going to be turnover on downs. Saluki's will take over at about the
32. Lost about seven on the play.
About the 32-yard line, so first and 10 Saluki's. Knights on a little bit of a streak there, trying to get in that end zone a little early.
I think with that short, they'd have gone up the middle of it. That screen pass comes up. It's almost not quite behind the line of scrimmage, but if you don't have a good block out there, you're not going to get.
And the Saluki's obviously anticipating that screen play, kind of expecting it a little bit. Saluki's in the bone formation. Ball snapped, handed off there to Drew Moore. He's going to hit the B gap, and he's going to cut back over to this far sideline. He's going to run one man to B. He's at the 20.
Touchdown.
The 10-5 touchdown, Saluki.
78 yards.
Drew Moore with the 78-yard touchdown. Hit the B gap and cut it off to his sideline, and he was off to the races. So Drew Moore quickly scoring another six here. One and done on their second offensive series here. Gaither handed the ball off, and just a quick play. It was about a seven-second play there. There was 5:14 there on the clock.
They started at about 5:19, so they took over after. So
line up in a bone formation, hands the ball off to Cavins right up the middle.
Run.
And he gets it. Two-point conversion is good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis are leading it with 5:07 left to go in the first quarter. Your score is 16-0 over the Knights. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Drew Moore just scored a 78-yard touchdown. For those of you just joining in, Salukis are up 16-0 with 5:07 left to go here in the first quarter. So look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis are going to be kicking off. Not quite sure of the directions here, but I'm going to assume south to north, if I had to guess.
And you have to.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the area, so I'm just going to guess it's south to north. Kicking away from the scoreboard. And no play clock here.
No 25-second clock, so it's... I noticed that when I came in and said something to Billy about it. I said, but, you know...
Just kind of a guessing game a little bit, but you kind of have to pay attention to the referees. And the kick is away. That was Josh Henry kicking... It looked like number 11. Josh was out there.
That'd be Jared. Isn't it?
On the roster, it says Josh.
Okay, but I didn't think he was.
I thought he was done for the year.
Yeah, I don't think.
But maybe he came back or got cleared.
That's number.
Actually, I believe before I had the interview with Billy, he said Henry was cleared by a neurologist.
Oh, okay.
So I think he's a. He's back for action. Probably going to be taking it easy as he's taking the ball off here.
And his 5-yard penalty offside against Red Hill. So they'll go back kick it from the 35.
And the ball is away. It's kind of a short kick off to the right side.
And out of bounds at the 40.
So
they're going to get the ball at the 40, I think, is where they get it. So
the Knights will take over at their own 40-yard line here. Is about 15-yard kick. Before rolling out of bounds, and we will see what the Knights have for their second offensive series. 5:07 still left to go here in the first quarter.
Especially against the ball to 45.
So a 5-yard penalty on that. So a little bit better field position this go around. Going to show a different offensive formation here. Looks like doubles right, single receiver to the left. Massengale in the shotgun. Ball snapped. He's going to drop back, fakes the screen route, and is going to go deep to number 88. Comes down with the ball, complete. Havel on him close. But number 88, that is Nick Burrow, catches the pass for a...
first down.
About a 25-yard completion. From Massengale to Burrow. Burrow is a 6'3", 150-pound junior against a... Oh, I'm not sure what Havel's height
weight
is.
I think about 6'1".
Yeah.
6'1".
Doubles left, single receiver to the right, and looks like a false start maybe.
Yeah, I think Red Hill jumped a little bit, but they're going to call it against Blue Ridge. So
ball start on Blue Ridge.
It'll be first and 15 for them. When we get back to the...
Trying to get Red Hill to jump off sides with the double cadence.
We'll go back to about the 35-yard line. Red Hill leading 16-0 here. Just under 5 minutes to go in the opening period.
Doubles left, single receiver right. Gentry behind Massengill. Snaps the ball, hands it off to Kramer. Kramer tries to go right up the middle, but quickly brought down by a pack of dogs there. Look like Benson and Gagne in on the tackle. A couple of the big guys getting in there, getting down and dirty. Pickup of about a yard on the play, so bring up 2nd and 14. Ball on the 34-yard line. Doubles left, single receiver to the right. Kramer to Massengill's left, Gentry behind him in the shotgun. Snaps the ball, is going to quarterback keeper up the left side. Picks up about 4 on the play. Looks like they're going to mark him back at the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 3rd and 10. Knights quickly trying to get inside the Siliki red zone. Got to get a first down to get there. Doubles left, single receiver right, 3rd and 10. Massengill in the shotgun, trying to draw the Salukis off sides multiple times. Almost 3 cases.
Yeah, one of them jumped a little bit, but not across the line.
So they'll try again here. Ball snapped, drops back to pass, hits Burrow for a flag route, post route, it looked like. And he picks up about 23 on the play, it looks like. Gets down to about the 7-yard line. Down around the 7-8 yard line, so about a 23-yard completion from Massengill to Burrow.
It's a little slant pass, cutting across the middle.
And now the Knights quickly jump there. And a couple flags flying, one late flag from the far sideline. So one, obviously, a false start.
And the other may be on Red Hill because the lineman came across and hit.
So we'll see what the officials call here. A little group huddle down there between the teams. So false start on Blue Ridge and a personal foul
against Red Hill. So they mark off 5 against Blue Ridge. And then, let's see there.
Marked off to about the 14 or 13 there. So probably about half the distance to the goal.
Yeah, about a...
So going to be about the 7-yard line?
I think it's about a 7-yard penalty.
So, well, it looks like they're inside the 5, so about the 3 or 4-yard line, yeah. Looking over there across the field at the marker. So trips left, Massengill in the shotgun. Trying to draw the Salukis off sides here, no good. Kramer to his left, Gentry behind him. Massengill snaps the ball, hands it off to Gentry, trying to go right up the middle. Quickly brought down for about a loss of a yard maybe. Salukis picking up on their run game a little bit. Going to bring up about 2nd and goal from the 4-yard line. Knights kind of slowing down here. 2:25 left to go here in the first quarter. So we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 16-0. Massengill coming in with the play. As we said, no play clock. Referees trying to keep track of that in their heads, I'm assuming.
The one that back judge, I think, is the one who has a... Something.
Ball snap. Massengill tried to run it up. Quarterback keeper looked like he was trying to option it off a little bit, but loss of about 2 yards. Going to bring up 3rd and about 6, it looks like. 3rd and goal from the 6-yard line. Taking their time a little bit, trying to get in the end zone here. Looks like they're going to switch up formations here. Going to be doubles left, single receiver to the right. Massengill in the shotgun. Kramer to his left. Gentry behind Massengill. Ball snapped. He's going to drop back to pass. gets Stevens out in the sideline and walks right into the end zone. Touchdown, Blue Ridge. Blue Ridge with their first points up on the board, 16-6. With 1:24 left to go, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. That was a 7-yard completion there to Zach Stevens. Massengill to Stevens. Kind of a combo I'm noticing here. Massengill has hit Stevens a couple times in for a couple of big plays. Also, Burrow getting in on the action as well. Trips right. And false start there on Blue Ridge.
And the wide receiver right in front of the official.
He was ready to go as Massengill was putting the man in motion. So mark it off back to the 8-yard line. Try this 2-point conversion again. Looks like doubles right, tight end to the left. Massengill snaps the ball, drops back to pass. Hits Kramer short, but short pass, and he fell down for it. So 2-point conversion is no good. So look at the Best Way Express scoreboards. Lukies are leading it 16 over the Knights 6. We'll be back here in about 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. If you're just joining us, the Blue Ridge, Farmer City Blue Ridge Knights just scored on a 7 or 8 yard?
They got about a 7-yard pass.
7-yard pass from Massengill to Stevens. Gaither was trying to bring him down, but just was unable to get a good grip on him, and Stevens walked right into the end zone for their 6, and then they tried to convert on a 2-point conversion after a false start and just came up short, about 2 or 3 yards short. So Blue Ridge will be kicking off to, looks like, I can't see those numbers just quite yet. That is Henry. Jarrett Henry picks the ball up. He's going to run to the right side, got it at about the 15. He gets back out to about the 25-yard line for about a 10-yard return. That was Jared Henry along with Ben Stemler back there to return it. Henry picked it up, got about 10 yards off the return. So first and 10 from about the, looks like the 27-yard line maybe. So Salukis will take over with a minute 14 left to go here in the first quarter. Coming up to the line in the wishbone formation here. Cavins, Moore, and Volkman in the backfield. Gaither up under center. Gaither snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Volkman. Third man through. He runs over a couple of fumble on the play. Not sure who got the ball there.
Evidently, Red Hill still has it.
Yep, looks like Red Hill recovered. Got about, looks, about 6 yards off of that. So going to bring up about 2nd and 4. Ball on the, looks like 33-yard line maybe. Trying to look at the referee over here on the near sideline.
Yeah.
Use him as a reference point.
Saluki's in the bone formation. Gaither up under center. Ball snapped. Hands it off to Cavins. Cavins plows through the line there. Picking up about 2 yards there on the carry. Maybe about 3 yards, so about 3rd and 1. 3rd and a long 1. Ball on the 35-yard line. Saluki's taking their time, as usual. As we can't see the no play clock again. Bone formation, ball snapped, handed off there to Drew Moore. He's powering through the line, breaking multiple tackles there. picks up the first down and more. Got about...
We've got 10 yards at least.
About 10 yards. We'll call it about 9 yards there. Got out to about the 34, 35-yard line as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it going into the second quarter, 16-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games. Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis. Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we start the second quarter. Ball handed off to Drew Moore. He got about 2 yards off the carry. Going to bring up 2nd and 8. Quick pickup there. The ball started out on the 45-yard line, now out to about the 47. Kind of a weird spot. I mean, it looks like they've got the down marker over there on the far sideline, just about a yard or so off from where the ball is spotted. Saluki's in the bone formation. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Cavins. He's sneaking through there. Finally brought down after about a 6-yard pickup, it looks like. Going to bring up about 2nd and 3. Ball on the Knights' 47-yard line. 2nd and a long 3 there. Saluki's taking their time, little plays leading to big ones. Saluki's walking to the line in the bone formation. Cavins, Moore, and Volkman in the backfield. Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball. Hands off to the third man through. Drew Moore, a little reverse there. Cuts up the left side and gets about 10 yards out the play. Looks like about 9 maybe. So going to bring up 1st and 10 Saluki's from the 39-yard line. Saluki's quickly going from one end to the other, taking their time, playing Saluki football. Looking over to the south there, looks like they're overfilling the grain bin over there. Saluki's in the bone formation, fumble snap. Gaither picks it up quickly, gets a couple yards off of it before being brought down by a couple of Knights there.
That's the third fumble for Red Hill. They recovered all three.
Got about 2 yards there, so going to bring up 2nd and 8. Ball on the 37-yard line. Saluki's taking their time, getting plays in and out. And bring up bone formation. Havel out to the right side. Sending Ramsaran out to the left. Gaither under center, snaps the ball, hands off to second man through. That's Volkman. Volkman plowing through the line there, getting a little push, picking up, looks like about 7 yards on the carry.
He's about the 31-yard line, it looks like.
So going to bring up 3rd and 2. Coach Billy Gray getting the running backs a hand on the ball. Each running back. Not gone to the air just quite yet. Well, he actually did.
He did twice.
Never mind. On a halfback pass. Ball snapped. Looks like going to be a quarterback option out to Volkman. Fumble on the play, and Blue Ridge quickly picks it up. Gaither trying to option out there to Volkman and couldn't quite get a hand on that ball because it was pitched behind him a little bit.
Yep.
So that was number 61, Colton Pearl, for the Knights. Quickly diving on the ball. So the Knights will take over from their own 34-yard line, first and 10. Looks like they're going to be doubles right, single receiver to the left. Massengale in the shotgun. Tries to draw the Slukies offsides, snaps the ball, hands it off.
I think he kept it, then eventually kept it.
Got stopped there at the line of scrimmage. So, loss of about a yard, going to bring up second and 11. Ball on the 33-yard line. Looks like they're going to go trips right. Kramer and Gentry in the backfield with Massengale in the shotgun. Burrow on the far side receiver. Trying to draw the Slukies off. Snaps the ball. He's going to roll out to his right. Options off there to Gentry. And quickly brought down for a loss of about 4 on the play. Going to be third and about 15 there from the 29-yard line. 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. 16-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Looks like the receivers are going to flop sides here real quick. Trips left. Gentry and Kramer stacked back in the backfield with Massengale. Snaps the ball. He's going to drop back to pass. Looking left. A little stop and go route to Burrow, and the pass is caught.
Stripped away.
Looks like they're going to call it a catch.
One called it a catch and one didn't.
Going to call him down. He caught the ball, but as they were coming down, Gaither stripped it. But they're going to call it a catch and down by contact.
Another coming back. Was there
looks
a penalty?
Like the officials are going to talk it over real quick.
One of them standing.
No flags on the play. Or there
illegal,
it is.
Illegal procedure against Blue Ridge. So.
I didn't see a flag out there, so.
But maybe they've already picked it up, too.
They're going to bring it back.
Because everybody was constantly dead down the field a little bit, so.
So no touch, no reception there.
Ball moves back to the.
Looks like the 24-yard line.
They're going to move back out of about the 24-yard line.
So about third and 20 here. Ball on their own 24-yard line. Looks like they're going to go doubles left. Or it looks like the coach is trying to get an explanation here on what was going on. It looks like they're calling for a timeout, so Blue Ridge is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it 16-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Blue Ridge Knights are trying to convert on 3rd and 20. Called the timeout to talk things over a little bit, get an explanation from the referee on what happened there on that last play. It was an illegal procedure.
They completed a pass for a first down, and never saw a flag, but I think by the time we look back there, the flag had been picked up. It's 16-6 Red Hill.
7:20 left to go here in the first half. Knights come out in a trips left formation. Massengale in the shotgun. Something going on along the sideline here. Head coach for the Knights not happy with what's going on here.
They're
going
to call delay a game against Blue Ridge.
As the Knights were coming out of their huddle, the head referee blew the whistle.
And that's the one thing about the no play clock. This official at the back. He's the one that has a keeps the that time of it.
So third and 25 from the 19-yard line. Knights snap the ball. Going to quarterback option. Quarterback keeper to the outside. Spin move. Breaks a tackle. Picks up about 10 yards there on the carry. Gets it out to the 29, it looks like.
They picked up about 6 yards, maybe 6 or 7.
So about 4th and 15. Let's fourth see. And 16, it looks like. Looks like they're going to punt the ball here. Looks like number 44, Colby Kramer, to punt, back to punt. Maybe that's 54. Keegan Lytle. Okay. Lytle punts the ball away from about the 25-yard line, bounces back to the 20, down at about the 23.
About a 47-yard punt, 47, 48-yard punt. Looked like Moore had a notion to pick it up there, but he didn't, and it bounced another 10 yards past him.
So Salukis will take over from their own 23-yard line.
Fumbled that ball the last time they had it. They fumbled 4 times and lost one.
Fumbled off the option play. Gaither was trying to option out to Volkman, and it was Colton Pearl that picked it up for the Knights, and they were not able to complete a first down. They almost did, but were called for illegal procedure.
Yeah, they had the first down on a long pass, but
Salukis in doubles formation. Gaither in the shotgun, drops back, snaps the ball, hands it off to Moore. Moore breaks up the middle. He's got one man to beat. Dives.
He's
open.
He has nobody to beat. Now
open
except
field
himself.
At the 5-yard line. Touchdown.
That'd be
Salukis.
What, 74 yards?
About a 74-yard touchdown run by Drew Moore. 76. Drew Moore inching closer and closer for that school record. 6:50 left to go here in the first half. The score, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 22-6 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis. Salukis going for two here. Doubles left, doubles right. Gaither in the shotgun. Snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper at the middle. Walks right into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Brings the score 24-6 in favor of the Salukis. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to 3 generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. If you're just joining us, Drew Moore coming off a 76-yard touchdown score.
Unofficially, I have him for 182.
So, inching closer and closer for that school record. How many yards was he supposed to get?
I think they said 213.
213.
So he's, 31 short now.
So we'll see what
Coach
Billy Gray might have.
Now, right now, the 24-6 game is still a close enough game. We just can't totally take somebody out of the game.
That is true.
You can, you know, but
see what he wants to do with. I know he'd like Drew Moore to get the record at a home football game, but we'll see what happens here. Getting one more guy out there, one short on the kickoff team. 6:50 here to go in the first half. Drew Moore getting set to kick off. And it's an onside kick. Nobody touches it.
Red Hill's got it.
Volkman picks it up
and advances it. But he cannot advance it.
So
he would have picked it if he had gone for a touchdown almost, but he picks it up on the
looks like about
43
the,
of Blue Ridge.
Got it at about the 43 yard line.
Had a nice big hop right to him.
And
if he had full speed.
None of the Blue Ridge front five even thought about touching it. They just let it go right past him, and Volkman just scoops right in. He was ready to go off
He was in the lane for it, so.
And he had about a wide open lane. Probably would have had one or two guys to beat there in the back. And
behind you, you can't advance a recovered onside kick.
So Saluki's coming out in doubles formation. Gaither in the shotgun. Drew Moore to his left. Gaither snaps the ball. He's going to quarterback keeper to the left side. He's going to take off for the sideline. Quickly chased down there by Joe Smith, number 77. No gain on the carry. Going to bring up second and 10. And looking over there at that green elevator, it looks like they kind of noticed someone was running over. They're bringing a scoop, looks like a scoop tractor out over here to scoop that back. It's interesting whenever you got a grain elevator overflowing.
And we
over
can
there.
See it from here. But now, this other sideline, looking over here, they can't see that. Know what's going on. Now they're going back behind the. I don't know if he's going to stay there or not. Hands off
doubles
to
formation.
Moore.
Moore's going to go right up the middle. He gets about six off the carry. Looks about like six, maybe five off of that.
Let's go with five.
Looks like they're going to mark it about five, so second and five, or third and five, I should say.
That's 221 yards rushing now. 187, though, from Drew. Two big plays, a 70, 78 and a 76-yard touchdown run.
5:45 left to go here in the first half as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 24-6 in favor of the Salukis. Salukis come to the line in a bone formation. Gaither walking him up, coming up under center. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman, I believe. He's going to run it up the right side. Finally brought down after picking up. Close to first down, maybe about
yard short,
4 yards. It's going to bring up about fourth and about a yard, maybe about a foot or so. Saluki's looking to punch it in a couple more times, I would say, here before halftime. 5:15 left to go. Going to come out in a spread formation. One receiver right, one receiver left. Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball. He's going to hand it off to Drew Moore. He's going to hit the B gap hard and pick up about, looks about almost 5 yards there on the carry. Gets it to the 29-yard line. So first and 10 Salukis. Colby Kramer and Keegan Lyle on the tackle for the Knights. Drew coming ever so close to that school record here. Little equipment malfunction down there to get it fixed. Looks like doubles right, single receiver left. Gaither in the shotgun, Drew Moore to his left. Snaps the ball, is going to fake the handoff, and quarterback keeper scrambling around, tries to get away from the Knights, but they quickly close down and tackle for a loss of about 2 yards there. Maybe three, it looks like, over there. So going to bring up second and 13. Ball on the 33-yard line. Saluki's taking their time here. Playing their game, controlling the clock. Gaither brings them to the line in the tight bone formation. Walking up under center. Snaps the ball. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to drop back to pass to Ramsaran, and he completes it for about a 15-yard pass completion. First and 10, Salukis. Ramsaran maybe picked up a couple yards after that. Gets it out to the 15-yard line. Big pickup on second down.
About 18 yards, I think, maybe.
So Saluki's looking to punch it in. Just under 4 minutes to go before the halftime. Spreading it out a little bit. Ramps around to the left. Havel to the right. Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to Henry, it looks like. Runs up the left side, picks up a couple yards on the carry.
Good to see Josh back.
It is. He got cleared this week and was able to come back for play. Picked up about 2 yards there, it looks like. Going to bring up second and 8. coach switching him and Volkman out, getting Henry a little bit of playing time, taking it easy there on him. Coming off an injury there, head injury. Keeping the spread formation. Gaither comes up under center, Ramstrand left, Havel to the right. Gaither snaps the ball. Going to quarterback keeper. He's going to run it back up the middle. Spins move off of a defender. Quickly stop there. Picks up. Looks about 5 yards on the carry, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Going to bring up 3rd and 3. Ball on the 8-yard line.
Just under 3 minutes to go in the half.
And an official timeout, it looks like.
The equipment, I think, maybe for one of the Blue Ridge players.
Maybe a blood or something.
Could be.
Signaling to his arm, it looked like.
That was Cameron Lindsay, a 6-foot, 230-pound freshman coming out.
It's a big boy.
Replacing him was Brian Gatterer, 5'10", 195-pound sophomore.
So look, he's coming to the line, sticking with that spread formation. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball. Going to jet sweep to the left side. That was Cavins, I believe. Gets in for the touchdown. Saluki score with 2:40 left to go here before halftime.
About a 7-yard run, I think.
Bringing the score 30-6. Going to be going for 2 points here. I kind of forgot where they were at there for a second.
Yeah.
I saw they got the first down. And
I know he's close to the goal line, but...
Walked right in.
Walk right in, sit right down.
Nothing better. Saluki sticking with the spread formation. Ramstrand to the left, Havel to the right. Gaither snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Volkman. Volkman ran into some traffic, but walks right into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Saluki's lead it as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 32-6. 2:41 left to go here before halftime. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Johnny Cavin scored his first touchdown of the game, bringing it 30-6, and then Volkman converting on the 2-point conversion, bringing it 32-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. 2:41 left to go here before halftime. Back to receive for the Knights is number 44, Colby Kramer, along with 61, I believe that is, Colton Pearl, and... 21, it looks like, Steven Nixon. So Nixon, Pearl, and Kramer back to receive for the Knights. Drew Moore getting set to kick off for the Salukis. He's on his way, and the ball is good, and good kick there. Gets it about the 16. Kramer bringing it right up the middle, falling, fumbling forward. Brings it out to about the 33-yard line, it looks like. So about a 22-yard return there. Gets it back out to 33, so 1st and 10 Knights. Ball on their own 33-yard line. Going to be single receiver to the right, single receiver to the left. Tight end to the right. Malengale in the shotgun, snaps the ball.
No, fumbled it. And,
No,
I think it was kind of fumbled, but somebody picked it up for
Looks Blue Ridge. Like Kramer might have got it and brought it forward.
Well, they stopped the clock, so I don't know if somebody...
Looks like a
couple of Red Hill Salukis are down.
Red Hill, yes, a couple of them down. It looks like Drew Moore sitting there along with Gannon Gaither. Gaither and Moore down.
Moore's up.
He's Moore signaling to his knee, maybe. Maybe cramping up or something. That was Cavins, actually. Oh. Johnny Cavins down. He's walking off the field. assisted there by Dr. Ramsaran. So Saluki's recovered the ball. So
okay,
first
they
and
did.
10.
Okay, they fumbled then. That's their first fumble. Second turnover.
Saluki's take over on the 36-yard line of the Knights. 2:22 left to go here in the first half. See who Coach Billy Gray has in there for Cavins. It looks like Josh Henry came in to replace him. So it looks like Volkman, Henry, and Drew Moore in the backfield. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off to Moore. Moore quickly goes up the middle, breaking tackles left and right. Finally brought down after about 12-yard pickup, it looks like. First and 10, Saluki.
He was on the, what, the 36? Where was that, where he was, 36? And he's on the
25, so about 11-yard pickup there. Drew Moore just racking up the yards. Gets him close to the red zone here. Saluki's coming up to the line in the bone formation. Havel out to the right side in the receiver slot. Volkman, Moore, Henry. Gaither drops back to pass, looking right for Havel. Caught it. Touchdown, Saluki's. 25-yard pass completion from Gaither to Havel. Brings the score 38-6 with 1:36 left to go in the first half. Saluki's will go for the two-point conversion here. Sending a couple new guys in. Getting some fresh legs in there. Trying to convert here on the two-point conversion. Come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither coming up under center, taking their time. Ball snapped. Gonna keep it himself. He's gonna walk right up the middle, right into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 1:36 left to go here in the first half. Your score, 40 Red Hill Saluki, 6 Blue Ridge Knights. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Country legends, back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. As we come back out of the break, that was Parker Havel scoring his first touchdown of the game.
25-yard pass from Gaither.
1:36 left to go before halftime. 40-6 in favor of the Salukis, as Josh Henry getting set to kick the ball off to Kramer, Pearl, and Nixon. Comes to the line and onside kick, touch there by one of the front guys. Get you a number here in a second. Looks like number 28, maybe. Cole Stevens gets it, touches it about the 47-yard line, it looks like. So the Knights will take over. Or, no, it looks like they're going to re-kick.
I think it was missing it offsides.
Must have been. They're marking them back off to the 35-yard line. So Henry will re-kick the ball here.
Sixth penalty against Red Hill for 47 yards. Blue Ridge, 6 penalties for 30 yards.
So we will try that one again. Josh Henry getting set back to kick the ball off. Pearl, Nixon, and Kramer back to receive at about the 20-yard line. Henry comes up to the ball. Touch there by number 24, I believe, 74.
He fobbled it, recovered it at the Red Hill 44-yard line. So
Ryan Getterer gets at about the 44-yard line. So first and 10 in Saluki territory for the Blue Ridge Knights. I think it's their better field position.
One of their better field positions, yeah.
Kickoff here. Blue Knights trying to get another up on the board before halftime. Doubles right, single receiver to the left side. Massengale in the shotgun with Kramer and Gentry. Trying to draw the Salukis offsides. Ball snapped. Hands the ball off to Kramer there. Quickly stopped at the line of scrimmage for a loss of about a yard or two there. Called a yard. Going to bring up second and a long 11. Knights in a no-huddle formation. Looks like going to go doubles right side. Single receiver to the left. Massengale in the shotgun. Kramer to his right. Gentry right behind him. Looks like they got a shotgun. Massengale snaps the ball. Hands it off to Kramer. He's going to go up the right side. He picks up a couple yards before being brought down by a pack of dogs. And a late flag coming in there from this side. He got about... looks about like 7 or 8 yards there on the carry. Looks like a face mask on the Salukis.
Like that'll be an incidental face mask.
So mark off 5 yards here. So it'll be close to a first down. Just about a yard shy. Going to bring up third and one. Third and a long one here for the Blue Knights from the 36-yard line. Knights in their no-huddle offense.
Clock's running now, about 42 seconds to go in the half.
One receiver right, one receiver left. Massengill snaps the ball. Going to keep it this time. He's trying to reach for that first down marker.
Going to
come down just shy, it looks like. Going to bring up fourth and inches.
Clock's still running, so no gain on the play, really.
23 seconds left to go here before halftime. See if the Knights will try and get into the end zone here.
They haven't tried to call timeout.
Referee over here by one.
I think they're ready to do that, yeah.
Looks like they might call a timeout here just before halftime with 4 seconds left to go on the clock. Blue Ridge will call a timeout to talk it over real quick. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. As we look the best way, Express Scoreboard, Salukis lead it 40-6. We're back in 30 right here on The Legend.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, here at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Field. 3 seconds till halftime. Salukis are leading it 40-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. Blue Ridge trying to punch it in. Going to have to be...
it's fourth down. I think it's got third down and got fourth on the scoreboard. I think it is fourth down, isn't it?
It's about fourth and one from the 36. So Blue Ridge has 36 yards to go to try and punch it in before halftime. Going to open it up a little bit. Doubles right, doubles left. Kramer in the backfield with Massengale in the shotgun. Massengale snaps the ball. He's dropping back to pass, looking way deep. He's going to air it out to Burrow. Knocked away, intercepted there by Gaither, I believe that is. He's running up the left sideline, breaks a couple of tackles, gets it back close to the Blue Ridge first down marker right before halftime. As time expires, Salukis will lead it going into halftime, 40-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Football right here on The Legend.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Your Lawrence County Health Department has been designated Illinois' 7th Milk Bank. A milk bank collects human breast milk from screened donors, then pasteurizes, analyzes, and distributes the milk to NICU units across the Midwest. Donor milk is vital when a mother's own milk cannot be used. Breast milk helps infants build strong immune systems and reduces the risk of infection. There is a critical shortage of donor milk across the nation. If you can help, please call or visit the milk bank at your Lawrence County Health Department, located off Highway 50 on Country Club Road. Call 618-943-2609.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dawson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dawson deal. Cause a Dawson deal is a better deal.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. It's halftime at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Field. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. So far, so good for the Salukis, leading it 40-6 as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard over the Blue Ridge Knights. Salukis doing a phenomenal job on the field, only losing the ball a handful of times, but recovering it most of the time here as we go to Rob to look at some halftime stats. Rob, what's it looking like?
Well, the Salukis, they have unofficially about 250-some yards rushing. Drew Moore leading the way with 9 carries for 203 yards, 2 long touchdown runs. Passing, they've attempted 4 passes. Gannon Gaither is 2 of 3 for, 43 yards, that looks like. And a touchdown pass to Parker Havel. And Drew Moore is 1 of 1, a 32-yard pass to Wyatt Shoulder. So the Salukis are 3 of 4 for 75 yards. They got about 330 total yards of offense and 11 first downs. Blue Ridge has, rushing-wise, they really don't have any yards rushing. They're passing, they've hit 121 passing. I think it is something like that, 120. They could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of 9 passing. But they've had thrown 2 interceptions. So actually they completed all their passes. But Parker Havel and Gannon Gaither each have an interception. The Salukis got on the board in the first quarter with 8:17 to go on a 32-yard pass from Drew Moore to Wyatt Shoulders. Gavin Volkman took the 2-point conversion and it was 8-0. Then with 5:07 to go, in the opening period, Moore on a 78-yard run. Johnny Cavins with a two-point conversion. It was 16-0. Blue Ridge got on the scoreboard with 1:24 to go in the first quarter. Zach Stevens, a 7-yard pass from Brady Massengale. It was 16-6 after the two-point conversion failed. Salukis scored three times in the second quarter. Moore on a 76-yard with 6:50 to go. 2:41 to go on a 7-yard run by Cavins. And 1:36 to go on a 25-yard pass from Gaither to Havel. All two-point conversions were good. Two by Gaither and one by Volkman. And here at halftime, Red Hill leads by a score of 40-6. And I think they'll Red Hill will have the ball to start the second half, too. So
they will, as Blue Ridge won the toss and elected to receive the opening kickoff. And so far, Blue Ridge, for not having seen them play, they're not too bad after this being the second or third year having a full schedule. And they're slowly rebuilding their program. And like any other program, it's going to take a couple of years here and there, as Lawrenceville is going to have to do the same. They're down in numbers a little bit, but hopefully trying to slowly rebuild and get to that victory standpoint where they're winning and giving other teams like Red Hill some good competition. And I mean, stats wise, it's not too bad, but I mean, it's a matter of getting everybody on the same page and firing on all cylinders, as we've seen here in the first half. The Knights not communicating as well, trying to draw Red Hill offsides, but picking up penalties on themselves from jumping off. And I mean, Red Hill making a few little mistakes here and there, but not too many. But it's been a good game so far, but kind of one-sided. Drew Moore getting close to breaking the school record.
According to stats that we'd had seen, he needed about 213 yards for the school record, and I have him for 203 unofficially. So he'll probably get it today, because I'm sure he'll play some in the second half. They said, could they hold it off to the next home game, but this way you get it out of the way. I mean, if it's going to happen, and if you can break it, then add to it, you know, as you go forth in the rest of the season. But Salukis, in a way, they haven't been real sharp. They fumbled four times, lost three of them. One of them, I think, I won't say it cost them a touchdown, but they were moving the ball and turned it over. Blue Ridge, they've thrown the ball pretty well. They haven't been able to run it very much. But I'm looking at their quarterback as a junior. They've got a junior and a sophomore, and another sophomore through their running back. So they're still a young team. And, you know, you have sparks of good performance. It's just the overall consistency from play to play, possession to possession, game to game with a young team, you know, keeping up with a team that's got a lot more experience.
And two of their receivers so far that they have been going to mostly, Nick Burrow, a 6'3", 150 junior. He's looking good. I mean, he's had a couple of good pass receptions. And one, I believe he was the one that scored. No, that was Zach Stevens that scored the touchdown, and he is the other one.
And the other
he's
junior.
A 5'10", 160 junior.
So all those are talking about sophomores, juniors. They're your nucleus of your, maybe your offensive not your line, but necessarily, and maybe their line too. But they've got some things to look forward to. And I understand they were going to be in a league next year, so they'll be changing their schedule even more. They play their next two games, I think, are against schools out of Indiana. They play, if I can find their schedule here, playing Covington, I think it is, next week. I'm not sure exactly where Covington is. Covington's not too far from the Terre Haute area. And then I think it's South, well, another team, India. They play two Indiana teams before they finish up against with Metro East Lutheran of Edwardsville. So, yeah, they play Covington and South Newton, both here at home. And then they finish up at Metro East Lutheran, and they get out of Edwardsville. So they have a chance. I'm not sure what Covington and South Newton are like this year, but Metro East, I think, is a team they could be able to win. So they could pick up, you know, through two or three wins, they could, you know, finish maybe 3-5 or 3-6. And they finished actually 4-5 last year after Red Hill beat them. They were like, I think they were maybe 0-5 or something, 0-1-4. And they finished up 4-5. So, you know, the back end of their schedule, a lot more friendly to them than their front of their schedules. They played Paris last week, and then the week before they played Milledgeville, and they got beat there 60-something or nothing there. But so schedule friendly, a lot better for the second half of the season for them.
And as we were talking, only a couple of seniors on the roster, so potentially a team in the making. So as you said, they're going to be in a conference next year, so they could put up a good fight and possibly make the playoffs next year. Yeah, and Red Hill could possibly see them.
I don't know where what their conference is going to be, and if they, but I think they are. They're Roma wise right at the same as Red Hill, like 275, 280. So they're would be considered a 1A school. You'd probably at least. As in where the enrollments are like this in the past.
We'll go ahead and hear from our halftime sponsors, brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bob's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Dog Nation. We're here at halftime, where the halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, looking into the second half, 40-6, the Salukis are leading so far. Possibly running clock close to the probably mid third quarter.
Well,
would you say
Brenda could take the second half kickoff and score? They wouldn't need a 2-point conversion to make it a running clock, because it'd be 46-6. So if they're going to do it, I think that's what Billy would probably like to do it. Take that kickoff second half, take 3 or 4 minutes down, whatever it takes, score, maybe get Drew Moore the rushing record, and then turn it over to some of the other players with the running clock for the rest of the game.
Probably see most of the freshmen and sophomores will probably see more time than they have this year, as they've only had one fresh soft game, isn't
it? I think
it?
So. I don't know, one or two, and they have not had a running clock in varsity-wise so far this year. Last year they had several. You know, had the Blue Ridge game was, because it was 40-0 at halftime last year, and ended up 40-8, I think. So we're right where we are as far as the score was from last year's game. But and there's some of the kids varsity wise that, you know, in the backfield, it's like the younger Henry Jared has played a little bit today, and some of those kids would get a chance to play a lot in the second half too.
So as we are awaiting both teams to come back out from the locker room from their halftime talk, we'll go ahead and send it back for a couple minutes of commercials back at the studio, and we'll be back for your second half action of football. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
October. Leggett Lumber and Hardware says don't let the month of trick or treat trick you into sidelining those gotta-get-done projects. Get to them before winter does. Get that electrical wiring finished before Aunt June plugs in her hairdryer. Leggett's has all the electrical supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber, doors, and windows. Stop those winter drafts before they start. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where we are just a minute 20 from second half of action. Red Hill brought a decent crowd today.
For the long trip, they were, I thought, really good percentage-wise. I think they're probably as good as Farmer City.
Yeah, just about as good. I mean, maybe a little bit more full. I mean, it's pretty decent-sized bleachers over here, but not too big over there.
Not as big as Red Hill's home bleachers would be, but
say maybe about 50 to 80 people showed up. They did bring a fan bus. Some donations were brought together to bring the team up on a charter bus that we also rode.
Right, I think it was the Booster Club that was instrumental in that.
So we thank you, Red Hill Boosters.
For providing that transportation on this long trip. And nice, you had the reclining seats. I guess they reclined. I didn't recline mine. But they got footrests. They got tray tables that come down, you know.
And that was the first charter bus I rode where we had to watch a video.
Well, yeah, I think we did a couple years ago. They had that. It's kind of like getting an airplane. They have all the stuff going on it. And then, somewhere around Mattoon, a little bit north, they had some food that Billy was passing out. He was coming up the front. We were sitting in front of the bus. He's going back in the thing. And he would not have made a good flight attendant. He says, "I'm too big for this." He was stumbling all over the place.
A little rickety ride on the way up. Yeah. Kind of saw the weather change as we went along.
Yeah.
Went from sun shining back home to seeing some gloomy weather just south of Charleston, and then
a little bit farther north. I'm Champaign has started really clouding up. A little bit of rain as we headed northwest from Champaign.
And we get here, and it's overcast weather. No rain, thankfully, and perfect football weather, I'd say.
Yeah.
As we get set for second half of action, Ben Stemler back to receive along with Jared Henry, I believe. And kicking off for the Blue Knights is number 54, Keegan Lyle. And he's up to the line, and the kick is away. Second half of action football underway. That is Volkman picking it up about the 25-yard line. He's going to run up the left side, break a couple of tackles, finally be brought down at about the 35-yard line, we'll say. Pick up of a return of about 10 yards. So Volkman starts them off here in the second half.
Right at the 40-yard line.
So about 15-yard pickup off the return. Going to come out and spread formation here. Ram Saran to the left, Havel to the right. K Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands off to third man through, Drew Moore. He breaks out to left side, gets the first down, and Moore still on his feet, one man to be. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown,
60 yards,
Drew Moore.
Not only a touchdown, but a record-setting run to become the all-time leading rusher at Red Hill High School.
Drew Moore breaking the record and breaking tackles to get that touchdown.
And he is very close to breaking the one-game record with that 60-yard run.
How about that? 46-6 in favor of the Red Hill Salukis as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 18 seconds into the first half, and Salukis are up on the board. Looks like we will go for the two-point conversion here. Switching a couple players out there. Havel coming out.
He's got 263 rushing, and I think the school record is 268 or 269.
So just a few away on his next run, and he will break that.
If he gets in again.
Spread formation, hands off to Volkman, walks right up the middle. Two-point conversion is good. As we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard, 48-6. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Thank you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where Drew Moore just got another touchdown, breaking the school record of all-time rushing yards and coming close to breaking the one-game record, as you mentioned there, Rob.
He's carried 10 times for 263 yards. He needed 213. So as Red Hill gets ready to kick off, I think Moore will kick off to start this possession. Red Hill had the ball 18 seconds. They lead 48-6, so we'll have a running clock for really the remainder of the second half as Moore kicks it off, kicks it down, bounces at about the 40, picked up about the 30 by the running back there, Zach Stevens, and he goes down at about the 32-yard line, a pickup, a run back of about 2 yards for Stevens. So this will be the first possession of the second half for the Blue Ridge Knights, who are 1-4 coming into this game. Red Hill coming in at 4-1. So
Knights will take over at their own 35-yard line. Looks like they're going to go trips to the left side. Massengale will be in the shotgun along with Kramer and Gentry in the backfield. Haven't seen too many different formations from them.
They haven't gone under center yet, I think, with a quarterback. But I don't remember them doing much. They did a little bit last year. They ran some power stuff last year, the wishbone.
Massengale snaps the ball. He's going to option off to Gentry off here to the left side. He gets near the sideline, finally brought down by Gaither. And Benson, it looks like, picks up a couple there on the carry. Gets out to about the 37-yard line, so going to bring up 2nd and 8. So that was Gentry on the carry. Looks like they will go hurry up offense here. Trips to the right side this time. Red Hill showing a 4-man front there. Blue Ridge taking a little bit of time here. Trips right. Massengill in the shotgun. Ball snapped. Fumbled it around a little bit. Pressure put on. Brought down. Loss of a couple yards there. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up 3rd and 10. Blue Ridge trying to put more points up on the board. As we said, it is now running clock. 9:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Trips to the right side. Kramer and Gentry in the backfield with Massengale. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass. Cade Benson, pressure on, sacks him for a big, big loss. Cade Benson on the fires right off the ball, breaks through the line.
We've called his name several times this year on those type of things. Lost about 78 yards on that play, didn't he?
So going to bring up 4th and 18, forcing the Knights to punt here. Bring in Keegan Lyle to punt. Back to receive the punt is Drew Moore and Parker Havel. Back at about the 40-yard line, Lyle punts the ball away. Short punt here, bounces, comes down about the 47-yard line, we'll say, in Saluki territory. So Salukis will take over, first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. About a 20-yard punt there.
8:40, about 8:35 to go the third quarter. They look down, they forget about the running clock, but, you know, it's...
Time flies when it's running clock, that's for sure. Salukis come to the line. They are in the bone formation. Looks like second string kids are in there. Maxfield at the quarterback position. Snaps the ball, hands it off to first man through. I believe that was Henry, it looked like. I believe it was Josh Henry on the carry. He picks up about a yard. Going to bring up second and 9 on the carry. And there's that number 3 out there on the field, too, that we don't have on
the roster. I think it's Damian Plummer.
Plummer, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Maxfield brings him to the line, bone formation, under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to second man through. Get a number here in a second. Picks up about 4 yards on the carry. It's number 20. That was Ben Stemler. Got about 4 yards on the carry. Looks like they're going to mark him about 3 yards on the pickup, so 3rd and 7. On the just over midfield into Knight territory. Coming to the line in the bone formation. Plummer to the right side, Maxfield under center. Both the Henry boys out there along with Stemler. Maxfield pitches it back to Jared Henry. He breaks a couple of tackles, picks up about 2 yards on the carry. Going to bring up 3rd and about 4, make it a long 5.
Punt team will
so
come on.
And 4.
Be the first punt of the game for Red Hill.
6:50 left to go here in the third quarter. 48-6 your score in favor of the Red Hill Salukis.
On defense, you may see some of the first line players out on defense. I don't know for sure, but.
So it looks like the Salukis are actually going to go for it, bring their first string back in.
Well, Moore's back in, it looks like, in the backfield.
Got Gannon Gaither at quarterback, Volkman, Moore, and Cavins. Gaither snaps the ball, hands the ball off to Moore. He runs up the left side. Wide open range, one man to beat. Breaks back to the inside. He's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
There's a flag. There's a flag.
And it will be called back. Flag on the play. Probably a holding call, it looks like, near the line of scrimmage.
Yep,
and it is holding.
So it'll make it 4th and about 15 instead of 4th. Well, I remember where the flag was. About 4th and 15, yeah.
So Salukis will come back and retry, maybe, unless Coach Gray wants to punt the ball here.
And, of course, Drew's the punter, so.
We'll see what they decide to do here. 4th and 14, ball on the 43-yard line. Looks like they might just go for it here. 5:40 left to go. Looks like they are going to go for it, spreading it out. Gaither up under center.
And I think Drew's going to probably get the ball on this one, too. So,
ball snapped, hands the ball off to Drew Moore. He runs up the left side and back to the original line of scrimmage.
He got about 4, so.
Got 4 yards, but turnover on downs. Knights will take over. 1st and 10, ball on the Saluki 46-yard line. Saluki's turned it over just a handful of times, I believe. Lost a couple of fumbles.
I have Drew under 267, I think. What if unofficially? I think the school record is 268 or 269. So it's
just a yard shy there. And Drew Moore having a big day today, breaking the all-time rushing record. Knights line up, doubles left, single receiver to right. Malengale fumble snap, drops back, and Volkman gets back on him. Downs him at about the 37-yard line.
Looks like they're going to mark it. They were starting at the Red Hill 46. It's 14, about 17-yard loss.
So second and long, about second and champagne for the Knights.
That was a ground ball to the
quarterback there.
Sliced right through him.
4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter.
But the air would go to the center because of the snap.
Single receiver to the right, doubles left. Gentry and Kramer in the backfield with Malengale. Sends a man in motion. Goes into the backfield. Malengale. Options off to that man. That was Stevens, I believe.
Fumbled it, and then he looked up, and there's about four Red Hill players up there. So
he lost about 5 yards there. Going to bring up third and really long.
Yeah. He lost about another four yards on that one, it looks like.
Looks like on the scoreboard there, it looks like third and 31, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was here a while ago, so Cardinals are winning over the Cubs.
Cardinals 1-2-1. If you were listening to that game on our sister station, Light 103. Knights trying to draw the Salukis offsides. Malengale snaps the ball. Looks like he's going to try an option, but it's going to quarterback keeper. He gets big yardage out of that. Looks like he got about 18 yards, 16, we'll call it.
Actually got about 22. He got to the 49-yard line. He was on the 27, so fourth down and about 15.
Looks like they're going to go ahead and snap or punt the ball. Fourth and about 15. 2:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore back to receive at about the 22-yard line. Havel at about the 35. And it looks like the Knights are going to call a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with you. They're going to stop the clock. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:17 left to go in the third quarter. Salukis lead at 48 to Blue Ridge 6. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis are winning here 48-6 with 2:17 left to go in the third quarter. Drew Moore having one of his best games yet with 267 yards and a handful of touchdowns, breaking the school rushing record and on his way to breaking the single game rushing record.
He's only carried the ball, I think it's about 11 times.
Knight's going to go for it here on 4th and 15. Malengale snaps the ball, drops back, rolls to his left to pass, gets it off to intended receiver there. Zach Stevens falls incomplete, just short. Coach was trying to mix it up a little bit, throw the Salukis off, but Salukis will take over on downs from the Knights' 49-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Salukis. Running clock, 1:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis have their, looks like, first string still in there, Drew Moore.
I think he's probably going to try to give him the ball to get those extra yards there and then take him out.
So
there's no reason to leave him in after that point if he gets the single game rushing record also.
Gaither up under center in the wishbone formation. False start, flags flying. Drew Moore was going to be running it on that play. So false start mark off 5 yards there. Going to bring up 1st and 15 from the 46-yard line. A couple of guys anxious to get Drew those extra yards there. 1 minute left to go before fourth quarter. Salukis come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither up under center. Volkman, Moore, and Henry in the backfield. Hand off to Moore. Moore gets up the left side. He gets about 10 yards on the carry, it looks like. Gets about to the 44-yard line. And Coach Billy Gray will send in his second stringers.
Gets about 10 yards there. So I'm going to give him 277 yards.
Drew Moore breaking multiple records today. 25 seconds left here in the third quarter. Salukis come to the line. Maxfield now at quarterback up under center in the bone formation. Snaps the ball, hands it off to the first man through. He picks up about 3 yards on the carry. Going to bring up third and two.
Didn't see who that was, did you?
I believe that was 52. Will Stemmler.
It's in the third quarter.
As time expires here in the third quarter, let's look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis are leading it 48-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hello, this is Brad Miller, Vice President at Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport and Lawrenceville Banking Centers. Lawrence County's farming future looks bright. If you're ready to purchase more farm real estate, farm implements, equipment, or livestock, then come in and talk to us today about an operating loan and all your ag lending needs. And remember, our Bridgeport and Lawrenceville professional lenders are ready to help you with your next personal, mortgage, or commercial loan.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Best Way Express is looking for you. Whether you're looking for a place to start your career or right off into the sunset, Best Way should be your new home. We have home daily and dedicated positions available. Make $3,600 to $5,000 per month with the ability to earn more. If you have a Class A CDL, 1 year experience, and are at least 23, call us. We believe it's not the truck that moves the freight, it's the people. Best Way has the benefits package of the big carriers, but is small enough to know you by name. Call Best Way Express, 833-237-8929.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Maxfield snaps the ball, hands it off to Jared Henry. He picks up close to a first down there. Looks like he got maybe about 4 yards. They're calling fourth down. We'll see where they spot the ball. Looks like they might give it to him here. Get the chains reset. They're trying to move him. They're going to call it fourth down. Looks like they got it from the way that ball swung. We're kind of at an angle.
Yeah.
Salukis are going to go ahead and go for it. Double wing formation. Maxfield up under center.
First time I've run that formation this
year. Puts a man in motion. Hands the ball off to number 52. He's right up the middle. He's carrying a couple guys with him. That was Will Stemmler on the carry. He gets the first down and a lot more. Pickup of about 17 yards there. Will Stemmler, big boy out there,
yeah.
Here on the roster, says he's offense and defensive line, a sophomore.
Listen, at what they don't have our rates on there. No, I've got him. He's about 230 pounds, I think.
Maxfield under center, double wing formation, sends a man in motion, hands the ball off there to Josh Henry, I believe. Yep. Josh gets about 3 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up second and seven.
That's his third carry of the game.
Ball on the 20-yard line. Henry getting a few breaks here and there, taking it easy. Looks like they're going to stick with that double wing formation here. Will Stemmler at the back position. Maxfield under center, hands the ball off there to number 20. He picks up a couple of yards. That was Ben Stemmler, the Stemmler brothers,
yeah,
out there on the field. Got about a yard off of that. Going to bring up third and six on the 19-yard line. Salukis come to the line. Double wing formation. Maxfield under center. Sends Jared Henry in motion, hands the ball off to him. He breaks up the left side.
Flag
flies. Henry's still on his feet. Gets to about the 10-yard line. Knocked out of bounds there, it looked like. Blue Ridge player down. That's Massengale. Limping around a little bit.
Flag probably against, I'm thinking against Red Hill from the on the sweep. Might have been a hold. Officially, that's what they're called, holding against Red Hill. Matter of fact, he made the motion of what it was right behind the light pole. I couldn't really see what he was doing. But that's 10 penalties against Red Hill for 77 yards. Blue Ridge had 6 for 30. So we're going to have third down at about the 28-yard line. Third and about 16 of the 28, it looks like, maybe.
Third and about 16, 17, maybe. Yeah. Kind of a long. There, double wing formation. Maxfield under center sends Jared Henry in motion. Hands it off to Will Stemmler. Will just trucking downfield. He's at the 5-yard line. Got the first down and more. Will Stemmler, just a big old boy down there. Big old sophomore.
Good 23 yards on that play.
Good running back for them. He's probably trying to catch Drew Moore at this point.
And he's Ben's listed as number 52.
Got him down to the 5-yard line, first and goal. 8:40 left to go here in the game. 48-6 in favor of the Salukis as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis come to the line in the bone formation. Maxfield up under center, gets him set, snaps the ball, hands it off to Ben Stemmler. He tries to come out the right side, picks up about 3 on the carry. Going to bring up second and goal from the 2-yard line. Saluki, fresh off team, trying to get their touchdown, get some points up for them on the board. A lot of playing time for them this game
right,
here.
Coming down to 8 minutes to go with the running clock. Leading 48-6. They scored one touchdown in the third quarter.
Double wing formation. Jared Henry in motion. Hands the ball off to Will Stemmler, I believe. And
he didn't make it yet, I don't think.
Looks like just shy.
Who did you say that was? Which one was that?
I believe that was Will Stemmler. Okay. Just barely shy of the end zone. Going to be third and inches. Maybe the tip of the football, it looks like.
Yeah.
So Saluki's trying to punch it in.
Any closer and it will be in the end zone.
Look for a quarterback keeper here, maybe. Yeah. Maxfield up under center. Snaps the ball. He's going to hand it off to Josh Henry this time. Puts his head touchdown. Down and gets the touchdown. Josh Henry just walks standing straight up right into the end zone. Running clock still going. Saluki score another one. 54-6 now. 7 minutes to go here in the game. Salukis will try and go ahead for the two-point conversion. Maxfield bringing them to the line in the double wing formation. Will Stemmler at the back position there behind Maxfield. Sends a man in motion, hands the ball off to Will. He's going to jump to the outside and walk right into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Good. Brings the score 56-6 in favor of the Salukis as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Dog Nation, where the Salukis just scored off of a touchdown from Josh Henry and a two-point conversion from Will Stemmler. Salukis will send their kickoff team. Looks like second-string kickoff out here. Looks like Volkman will be kicking it off for the Salukis this time. Kicking it downfield to Pearl, Colton Pearl, and Nixon, I believe, number 21. Steven Nixon, and looks like 24 across the way there, Joey Leidner, I would say. So Volkman getting set to kick off for the Salukis. Looks like he's a lefty, going to kick it off with his left foot, and it is away. It's a good kick, gets it down to about the 24-yard line. Nixon picks it up, tackled down at about the 36-yard line there by Cade Benson. Will Stemmler on that tackle. Tackles him down at the 36-yard line. Knights will take over with just 4:30 left to go here in the game. Looks like second string defense, the fresh soft getting some game time in, like we said, with only one fresh soft game on the year. Seeing a little time here and there, but a lot of time today.
Yeah, this is the first game in which Red Hill has forced the running clock.
Doubles right, single receiver to the left, Malengale in the shotgun, snaps the ball, hands it off there to Nixon. Stop there. After picking up a couple yards, looked like a fumble on the carry, but the Knights recover, picking up about four there after the fumble. Going to bring up second and six. Ball on the 40-yard line. Knights with a no-huddle offense. Taking their time, it looks like. Coach trying to call in plays. Just under 3.5 to go. Malengale in the shotgun, doubles right, single receiver left. Malengale tries to draw Red Hill offsides. Oh. Snap the ball. Ball loose, fumbled. Henry coming in fast, downs Malengale for a big loss. Loss of about, looks about
10 or 11 yards.
Say about 11, so it's going to bring up second and third and about 18 or so.
That was another ground ball. just never did get up in the air.
Center's he wants to play baseball today. Trips right, sink nobody to the left. Malengale snaps the ball, rolls to his right, looking to air it out deep. Gets it out here to Stevens, out here near the sideline, close to first down. He gets it. Marked down, pushed out of bounds at about the 50-yard line.
He made the first down, too.
Got about a 22-yard reception there. Trying to move the ball here with just over 2 minutes left to go here in the game. Salukis leading 56-6.
That's the fifth first down for Bluebridge, all passing.
Doubles right, single receiver left. Goes on the double cadence, hands it off to Gentry. Gentry picking up a couple just before being brought down by a pack of dogs there. Got about three on the carry. Going to bring up second and seven. Coach Gray getting in a couple of different guys here and there. Getting everybody a little playing time. Trying to switch them in and out. Ball snapped, too many men on the field, flags fly. Malengale runs the ball off to the left side. Gets about three more on the carry, about four. But flag fly, too many men on the field. As Coach Billy Gray was trying to sub guys in and out. So 12 men on the field. Mark off, they will pick up another first down there. So, first and 10 for the Knights at about the 39-yard line, and just under a minute now and left in the game. Malengale in the shotgun snaps the ball. Quick screen pass to Stevens. Halfback pass here. He's going way downfield to Burrow and knocked away there by Nathan Worth. Nathan Worth on the coverage. Knocks it away. Breaks it up. 40 seconds left to go here in the game. Salukis will coast to a victory, 56-6, as we look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. As they get the ball set, they will come to the line, trips right. Malengale in the shotgun, snaps the ball. He drops back to pass, rolls to his right, gets it off. Intended receiver there, Stevens. And time will probably expire as the ball rolls out of play over here onto the track.
The officials haven't got the ball inside. 7 seconds to go. They're not going to. Fisher's going to walk it up there. That's the last play of the game.
They get the ball down.
Oh, maybe not.
Blue Ridge is trying to get the ball off.
No, they didn't.
And time expires here at Kenneth Rittenhouse Memorial Stadium. Salukis will win it 56-6. Time expires, and they did a phenomenal job. Both teams, Blue Ridge did a great job. Yeah. They should help hold their heads high.
Yeah.
We will be back here in a couple minutes to wrap up the game stats and talk with Coach Billy Gray. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
It's Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford, and that means unbelievable savings on the number one selling truck for over four decades. Save up to $10,000 on a new Ford F-150. Ford is offering 0% financing for 72 months. Drive the truck that leads all industries. Drive the best. Drive the built Ford Tough F-150. Save during the Ford Truck Month at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
0% financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See salesman for details.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back as the Salukis coast to a victory 56-6 over the Blue Ridge Knights. Drew Moore having one heck of a game today, breaking multiple records, and Will Stemler getting his hands on the ball, carrying for a couple of yards and getting about 30 yards out of that off a couple of carries for Will Stemler.
Yeah, I think it's 3 carries, like 30, 32 yards, something like that, so.
We await Coach Billy Gray to come up here. We'll go ahead and look at some game stats here.
Well, first of all, let's recap the scoring. Red Hill scoring with 8:17 in the first quarter. 32-yard pass from Drew Moore to Wyatt Shoulders. Boltman, the two-point conversion, 8-0. Rather than Moore, a 78-yard run with 5:07 to go in the quarter. Cavins, the two-point conversion, made it 16-0. Then Blue Ridge had their best offensive things. They scored with 1:24 to go on a 7-yard pass from Brady Massengill to Zach Stevens, and it was 16-6. Salukis added 3 scores in the second quarter. Moore on a 76-yard run, Cavins on a 7-yard run, and Brady Park Havel on a 25-yard pass from Gaither made it 40-6. Moore scored a third quarter, a 60-yard run, which broke one of the records of the for the team. But here's Billy Gray coming up here real quickly. Kind of a record-setting day for the team as far as some rushing and one player individual, Drew Moore.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Great game. Got started a little slow, and I knew he had the potential to get it today. I wasn't going to try to control him, per se, but would have loved for it to happen at home, but when you break off those big runs, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. So Very proud of him. He knows it takes 11 guys to make that happen, and he earned every one of those yards.
And I think I had him for 277 yards. Of course, the first one he broke was on that touchdown on the first play of this third quarter, which was the all-time leading rusher. But then I think the all-time leading the rusher yardage for one player had been like 268, I think.
I was thinking 268, was 279, but he
got 277.
277.
Well, he texted down there to let you know what was going on, too.
Right, so, yeah. Like I said, I'm proud of him, and he's had a lot of good teammates to help him get there.
But, we moved the other teammates. Defense a little bit sluggish there and won that one drive, but then they picked it up and really didn't allow anything after that.
Yeah, a couple dumb penalties and not being aggressive enough. I think we came a little overconfident, and when they moved the ball a little bit on us, they woke up. So, like I said, it was a good day, a little chillier than we thought it would be, but we played well, and hopefully we'll continue that.
Well, you have come back home, two home games, Marshall and Lawrenceville. It's hard to believe this is the sixth game of the year now already?
Yeah, it's flying by. It's funny. I said that to my wife, and she said that she didn't feel like last season ever ended.
Yeah.
So I guess we all see it differently, but been a lot of fun this year.
Well, we'll let you get going here. We Ryan and Corey, I thank you for letting us ride the bus up. We appreciate the lift.
You're very welcome.
So. And we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Bye. Billy Gray, Red Hill coach, and Salukis improved to 5-1 with a 56-6 victory over the Blue Ridge, Farmer City Blue Ridge Knights. As said, Drew Moore, 277 yards, I think, on about 12 carries. He had 203 at halftime. But again, he had the touchdown runs of 78 and 76 and 60. That would pretty well break a record anyway, 146. That'd pretty much do a lot of records there. But Salukis win it 56-6. How much you can say? You hope back home again next week against the Marshall Lions. Back into LIC play.
And it's that time again where we pick the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. We're going to go with a couple guys for one breaking multiple records, and then another, he was really standing out. So Drew Moore for breaking multiple records. He got the single game rushing yards and the school record.
School record all time, which he will keep adding to, hopefully, the next three games.
And then also we were talking Will Stemmler.
Yeah, he came in there in that third and fourth quarter. I think he had him like three carries for 32 yards, so off the bench. Nice performance from him. I think first time he's played in the backfield because he wears number 52.
And hopefully within the next week or two we will see Drake Allen back out there. He's recovering very well. He's back home and doing good. We can't wait to see you back out on the field there, Drake.
Yeah, Drake, and back, get to see it healthy. And so we see you there. And Josh Henry was able to see some action today. And
he was cleared this week was able to get out there and
kind of back at full strength, if you want to say that.
Get his hands on the ball a little bit and
play some defense too, I think, maybe.
And kick it a couple of times, I believe.
I didn't realize he's a left-handed kicker, left-footed kicker. He could be a left-handed kicker too. I don't know.
So
it's been a long day.
So hopefully within the next week or two, we will be back to full staff, and everybody will be firing on all cylinders again. We'll see you next week from home. For Dennis Pullen back at the studio, keeping us on air, twisting the knobs, turning the dials, Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed, saying stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Football here on The Legend, WAKO, 99.3 FM, 910 AM. Red Hill Saluki Football brought to you by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraw Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bogues Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Varner Service Center. Your home for Red Hill Saluki sports all season long here on The Legend. 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting. The largest country music library in the Wabash Valley. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.